At 6:30, it is cloudy and 39 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. It has been 28 years since Oklahoma educators last walked off the job in a contract dispute with the state. The last time was in 1990, when a four-day walkout forced lawmakers to pass House Bill 1017. It gave more money to teachers and limited class sizes, among other things. Union School Superintendent Kurt Hartzler was a teacher and remembers it well.
It's really discouraging because since that time, it's almost like all of those reforms that we worked so hard to get into place have pretty much been done away with.
Superseding laws little by little scrap the reforms. Lawmakers are facing an April 2nd deadline to have pay raises and funding in place for Oklahoma schools. Our teachers say they will walk out. The Tulsa School District says it will be supporting teachers if they should walk out on April 2nd. Today, educators begin what is called a work-to-contract slowdown. That means teachers will work no more than the 7 hours and 50 minutes for which they are paid. State employees will also walk off the job on April 2nd if there is no pay raise. Like the teachers, state workers have gone a decade or more with stagnant wages. The Oklahoma Public Employees Union voted over the weekend to join the strike. With funding whittled away, the State Corrections Department is in a crisis. That word coming from the head of the agency. Joe Albaugh says that he will have to seek an emergency supplemental appropriation to keep the prisons operating.
We can't sustain that. Something has to give. Either the legislature has to pass criminal justice reform or give us some money, or the best case scenario is to do both, quite frankly.
The department is $14.4 million short. Albaugh says the prisons are overcrowded, and that is causing a backup at the county jails. He says programs are being cut, and that will drive up the department's recidivism rate. There is still the linger of smoke this morning in an area west of Tulsa. A large grass fire to the west of Prattville is now out. Yesterday's wildfire burned several acres near Highway 51 and 177th West Avenue. No reports of any structural damages. The front glass of the Admiral and Delaware Quick Trip will have to be replaced. This after it was shot out early this morning. A domestic dispute over child custody resulted in almost a half dozen shots being fired in the parking lot just after midnight. Police say no one was hit by the flying lead, but the front window was shattered. Our weather forecast: skies will clear, sunshine and mild, a high today of 56. Right now in Tulsa, cloudy and 39. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.